We're doing the Nevi Yeshaya. We're up to what's called the 33rd chapter, the 7th Pasuk. Hein er elam tza'aku chutza. Behold, their lions yell outside. Who are their lions? We'll get back to that in a minute. Malachei shalom mal yivkayun. Malachei, the emissaries of peace. Mal yivkayun, they cry bitterly. So the Navi is describing the state of Israel after the destruction of the first temple. He is prophesizing that after the first temple will be destroyed, so then hein er elam, their lion, which is a code for the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was often referred to as Ariel, the lion, just like a lion consumes sheep, so too sheep were offered on the Mizbeach. The Medrash says that the shape of the fire on the altar looked like a lion. Others say that if you look at the form of the temple, which is wide towards the Holy of Holies and thinner as you go out of the temple, so that's the shape of a lion. Every other animal, the face is a little smaller than the rest of the body. The lion has a mane, so that his, when you look at his face, it looks like everything gets wider when you approach the head. So that's why the temple also gets wider as you approach the head. So the temple is called Ariel. So their lion, which is their altar, tsa'aku chutza, they call out in the streets. They cry about the destruction of their altar. Malachei shalom, the messengers that would ordinarily be sent to give word that everything is at peace, everything's okay, mal yivkayun, instead they are crying bitterly as they say, nashamu mesilot, our streets are desolate, shavat over orach, the passers-by have ceased to frequent our streets, hefer berit ma'as arim. The enemy turned on us. Although we had a covenant with them, they have turned on us and they look down at our cities. They don't care to leave anyone alive. Lo chashav enosh. Life is worthless in the enemy's eyes. They have come and brought total desolation over the land of Israel. Avalum lela aretz. The land is depressed. The land is in mourning. Hechpir Lebanon, Kamal, Lebanon has been shamed. It is now withered. What is Lebanon? So our sages say the word Lebanon is code for the temple. Why is the temple called Lebanon? So the plain interpretation is because the temple was built with cedar trees from Lebanon. So it got the nickname Lebanon. But our sages say that on a deeper level, the temple is called Livanon because that is the verbiage, that is the active form of the word Lavan. Lavan means white. Livanon is the whitener, the one that turns white. And so the temple, being that the temple was the place where people could whiten themselves, they could purify themselves, they could cleanse themselves of their transgressions. So that's why our sages say the temple was called Livanon. Haya Sharon ka'arava. The area that's called Sharon, where animals would graze, area that was once lush and filled with vegetation, is now ka'arava. It is like dry, arid land. It is desolate. Vino Bashan v'charmel. In the area of Bashan, which was also filled with plantation and growth, has now fallen. V'no'er, it has been shaken, it has fallen. V'charmel, and the area of Carmel, which had fields and vineyards, is also now destroyed. So the Navi describes the destruction, and he begins, and he's saying, Ribbono Shel'olam, we've paid the price. And the description began with, Hein er elam tzaku chutza. Their lion calls out. Our sages say, going back to Pasuk Zayin, where we began today, that the word Ariel is a term of an angel. When Rebbe passed away, So they said, Netzchu Ar'elim et Amutzakim. The angels won, as though there's a tug of war. Rebbe was lying sick in bed, and everyone was praying, and it seemed like he was on the brink of dying, and as they're praying, his life keeps going. And finally, his maid saw how much he was suffering. She said, what are you guys doing to him? She took a jug, she went up to the rooftop and threw it down, and it smashed, and everyone jumped. And when they jumped, they stopped praying for a moment. In that moment, Rebbe died. So when they described his passing, they said, the angels won the humans. Er-Elim, the angels won the Mutzakim, those that are here down below, the humans. So the term Er-El is a term for an angel. But just as Malach can mean an angel, but Malach could also mean an emissary, so too the term Er-El could mean an angel, but it could also mean an emissary, a messenger. And so the Navi says, the Jewish people deserve your mercy, Hashem, because they've already paid for their transgressions. They have sent messengers who were supposed to go, and instead of going and giving word of peace, they are tzakuchutza. They call outside about the destruction. Malachi Shalom, the messengers who should give word of peace, instead, Marik Yivkayun, they cry bitterly as they describe the destruction we just read. And so the Navi says in Pasuk Yud, Ata akum, yomar Adonai. Hashem says, so now I will arise. After such a destruction, I'm not holding myself back anymore. Look at how they've been punished. Hashem says, so now I'm getting up. Now I'm going to pay back the Assyrian Empire. Ata eromam, ata inase. Now I will be exalted. Now I will be uplifted. When the world sees that Hashem enters the picture and pays back those that hurt his people, that's when Hashem's name is elevated. Taharu chashash, teledukash. The Navi is using a metaphor. Taharu comes from the word herayon. He says, you should become pregnant with chashash. Chashash is the thin stalks of wheat. So the Navi says, you've thought, you Assyrians, that you're conquering Jerusalem. The people of Israel already sent messengers. They're convinced that Jerusalem is finished. Now, if we think about it, they didn't stand a chance. The Assyrian Empire had come. They had conquered all the northern 10 tribes, exiled everyone. They've conquered everything but Jerusalem. You have this little enclave, a small city, against this tremendous empire. The Assyrian Empire tells the king Hezekiah in Jerusalem, I'll give you horses, you provide the people to ride them. Let's see what war you can wage with me. Who do you think you are? I've conquered everything else. Why don't you just succumb? Why don't you give over the city? And in fact, no one saw any natural way to get out of this. There was no natural way to get out of this. We were outnumbered, maybe 100-1. We were surrounded. There was a siege. They had the greatest army of the time. And they had come to conquer Jerusalem. Hashem says, your thoughts are like being pregnant with thin stalks of wheat. And then, teledukash, when you'll give birth, all it will be, hey, ruchachem, ruchachem, eish tochelem. And your thoughts, your spirits, will be consumed by fire. Because the things that fire consumes most quickly are hay. And so Hashem says, you can have all these thoughts. You think you will conquer Jerusalem. I'm going to enter the picture. And no, you won't. Your thoughts are going to be like stalks of hay, which are burnt by the fire. And we'll pick up here, Bezachem, next week.